Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Brock Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson. All right, now let's get to today's topic.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to this episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something that you might not ever think about at all, something that most of us take for granted, something that most of us only ever think about when we're confronted with it and we cringe and shudder and turn away. And that is tone of voice. And what a perfect time to record an episode on tone of voice, because I just got my new Shure SM7B microphone all set up. The same microphone that Michael Jackson used to record Thriller, but hey, who's bragging? It's a super popular microphone that's been in the industry for 30 years. This episode is not sponsored by Shure. I just wanted to let you know that I got a new microphone. And hey, that should be a word of encouragement for you. I've been podcasting for about 5 years now, and I just finally upgraded to my first ever professional microphone. And if you hear any audio that sounds a little bit wacky during this episode, please forgive me. I'm still getting all of the settings dialed in just perfectly. But today, like I said, we're going to be talking about tone of voice. This is something that my mom is constantly reminding me of. Oftentimes I'll record a podcast and she will listen to it before it gets uploaded. And she'll be like, oh, Brock, you sounded so much like a radio host there. And she doesn't mean it as a compliment. Or she'll be like, Brock, you're using your announcer voice right now. Let's try to be more conversational. It's something that she's been trying to coach me away from for years. And it was something that I was kind of subconsciously coaching myself into for years. Because for a long time, I had this mindset of like, hey, I'm 19, 20, 21 years old. I'm pretty young in this whole business thing. I'm coaching and helping a lot of entrepreneurs who are older than me. And so I need to be professional. I need to sound put together and succinct. I couldn't say the word like, ah. I couldn't have pauses. I couldn't stumble over my words or say things incorrectly. I had to be like super polished and refined. And I thought that that would sound better. I thought it would be able to, you know, make me sound more professional for that audience and thus kind of gloss over the fact that I was pretty young and still am pretty young. But I recognize now that probably more important than sounding professional and polished is sounding relatable, sounding like a human, being conversational, and ultimately, especially on podcasts, that's what people want to listen to. Now, you can make an argument that being succinct and polished has its time and place, and certain videos, certain, you know, types of videos, sales videos, for example, are something where, you know, you might want to be a little bit more polished. You don't want to necessarily stumble over your words if you only have a couple of seconds to win someone over for a sale, but for most circumstances, whether it's an Instagram Live, an IGTV, a Facebook video, even a lot of YouTube videos and podcasts, things like that, you don't want to sound super professional. Because at the end of the day, we want to connect with people through video. And your voice, your tone of voice, is how we connect with you. If you're sounding super professional and polished and refined, it comes across as, you know, kind of snobby or superior. And we don't necessarily connect with that. We go to newscasters because we want the news, not because we want to connect with the newscaster necessarily. But if you think about it, the newscasters who you can name off the top of your head, the morning talk show hosts who you can name off the top of your head, are probably the ones who are super conversational, who make you feel like they're just hanging out with you in your living room in the morning while you're getting ready for work or whatever it may be. So that's why I wanted to talk to you about tone of voice today. And I just want it to be something that we start to consider. Now, a lot of people will say when thinking about tone of voice that they hate the sound of their own voice. And there's actually a word that is used to describe the hatred that most humans feel towards their own voice, and that is called voice confrontation. Voice confrontation is, well, you know what it is. It's that thing where you hear yourself recorded, you're rewatching one of your Instagram stories, or you're watching a YouTube video that you just uploaded, and you cringe. You won't even watch it because you're like, oh, I hate the way I sound on camera, or I hate the way my voice recordings sound. And according to an article from The Guardian, a common explanation often found in popular media is that because we normally hear our own voices while talking, we receive both sounds transferred to our ears externally, you know, like from the air, and sound transferred internally, crazy enough, through our bones. And it's this bone conduction of sound that delivers this like rich, low-frequency sound that's not included in the sound that exists in the air, the sound that other people hear. So when you hear your recorded voice without these lower frequencies that are coming from inside your body, your voice sounds higher and it sounds different. It just sounds like not you, something you don't like. The article says, basically, the reasoning is that because our recorded voice does not sound the way we expect it to, we don't like it. It's super common. But also, I can tell you this, I don't hate the sound of my voice anymore. And my mom doesn't hate the sound of her voice anymore. And I don't think that's because we are egotistical and just love ourselves that much. I think it's because for years now, we've been listening to our own voice. We've had to even edit our own podcasts and videos sometimes where you're just hearing your own voice over and over and over again, saying the same sentence over and over. So eventually, you kind of get used to it. You kind of start to recognize what you sound like in recordings, and you start to almost internalize that as, oh, that is my own voice. It starts to sound less foreign, and thus we like our own voices more. And you begin to not only just like tolerate your own voice, but actually be like, you know, I can listen to this. And I can tell you, I can listen to one of my own podcasts and not be repulsed at the sound of my voice. Dr. Silke Palman, a psychologist at the University of Essex, says, I would speculate that the fact that we sound more high-pitched than we think we should leads us to cringe as it doesn't meet our internal expectations. Our voice plays a massive role in forming our identity. And I guess no one likes to realize that you're not really who you think you are. So it makes sense. And I want you to first of all hear that I very much understand that you might not like the sound of your own voice right now. And even the scientific community understands that you might not like your own voice right now. But what I want to tell you is that you're going to have to get used to it. You're going to have to learn, maybe not to love and be obsessed with your own voice, but you're going to have to learn to be able to listen to your own voice. It's the only way you're going to be able to rewatch your own videos and notice areas where you could improve. It's the only way you're going to be able to edit your own videos or your own podcasts. It's the only way you're going to be able to rewatch your Instagram stories and listen for things that you might have said incorrectly or things that you could say better in the future. You have to get used to the sound of your own voice, and you will. You will get used to it. You will find that day where you don't cringe at your own voice, and you will celebrate because you're like, finally, I can actually rewatch my own content. But it's going to take some practice. It's going to take some time actually sitting there and forcing yourself to hear yourself. It's going to take that practice, that intentionality to rewatch some of your old videos or listen to your own audios, even if it's just recording yourself speaking while you're driving and then playing it back to yourself, meaningless recording of yourself babbling. You have to practice and get over this dislike for our own voices. Another word of encouragement to tell you that you can get over the dislike for your own voice is a study that was done in 2013, and you can read about it on PubMed. And basically what they did in this study is they took voice recordings from the participants in the study. Then they had the participants listen to a bunch of different audio recordings, and they secretly mixed in the voice recordings of the participants. And when the participants heard their own voice, but they didn't know that it was their own voice, they actually rated the enjoyment levels as pretty high. They liked their own voice when they weren't trying to associate it with themselves. They had no idea it was their own voice, and they were like, yeah, that's a pleasant voice. They didn't recognize it as their own, and they weren't being told it was their own, so they liked it. But as soon as we start to say, hey, that's your voice, you're like, what? That's not how it sounds in my own head. That sounds so different. And it's that disconnect why we don't like it. So again, I encourage you to just practice listening to your own voice so that you can overcome this dislike for your own voice. And I promise you, once you do that, your confidence on camera will actually improve. It will improve because you're going to actually enjoy the sound of your own voice. You're going to enjoy the process of creating and editing video or audio content because you won't be so repulsed at a part of yourself. You're going to learn to accept and maybe even love the sound of your own voice. And that's a big part of your identity. And that's a big part of the way you accept yourself on camera. And it makes a big difference. Like when you're going live on Facebook or you're recording an Instagram stories and you're not sure of yourself or you don't like certain aspects of yourself, that comes across plain and clear. And we don't want leaders. We don't want entrepreneurs. We don't want to buy from people who clearly dislike major pieces of themselves. I know we're getting into, you know, whole mental health discussion here, but ultimately, like if you don't love yourself, how can you expect your audience to love you? If you don't first appreciate and accept who you are, how can we ever expect our followers on social media to accept and appreciate who we are and what we have to offer? And you know what? Before I sign off, I want to give you a practical, tangible way that you can implement and practice this whole thing of getting over the sound of your voice. Open up your Instagram stories camera as soon as this episode ends and record a 15-second clip, and you can go a little bit longer if you want to, but at least 15 seconds of yourself basically summing up what you learned in this episode. It'll be super educational. Your audience will really appreciate it because you're teaching them something, you're sharing some information, you're going to build some credibility and trustworthiness because you're recommending something that you aren't even selling. You're just kind of like, hey, here's some free information I learned. I wanted to pass it along. And of course, most of all, it's an opportunity to practice recording your own voice on camera. And once you lift your finger off that record button, once you stop recording that Instagram story, I encourage you to watch it a few times. Like watch it a few times and just even if you're cringing, even if you're like, oh, I don't like this, just sit with it for a minute, sit with it for a couple of replays and listen to the sound of your voice and start to internalize that this is actually how my voice sounds. And everyone else out there, they don't hate it. They're fine with it. This is how it sounds to them all the time. And they're not repulsed and they don't cringe whenever I have a conversation with them. Then tag me at Brock11Johnson and I would love to watch it. Don't worry, I won't repost it if you don't want me to. I won't share it onto my stories so that even more people have to listen to your voice. I just would love to see that. I would love to hear the sound of your voice. It really does mean a lot to my mom and myself when we get audio recordings from podcast listeners or when you share screenshots of Build Your Tribe on your Instagram stories or on Facebook or on Twitter, things like that. It really does mean a lot to us. It means the world. And I would really love to hear your voice and see you on your Instagram stories, summing up what you learned in this episode and practicing speaking on camera. Thank you so much for listening today. I really, really appreciate it. I look forward to hearing from you soon. And as always, happy networking.